You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In January, Idaho state lawmakers debated a bill that would have allowed more sexual assault survivors to get protection orders against their assailants. The bill, which was introduced by Democratic Representative Melissa Wintrow, died after lobbying from the National Rifle Association. Boise State Public Radio reporter Heath Drusen dug into this story and has this report.
The way Idaho law is currently written, many sexual assault survivors can't get a civil protection order against their assailant. Representative Wintrow, a Boise Democrat, says survivors who don't file a criminal complaint can only get a restraining order if they're in a domestic relationship with the perpetrator.
If I've been raped by a classmate, a neighbor, a teacher, etc., that doesn't qualify under the Domestic Violence Act. It's a different definition. So courts have been turning these folks away, said, I wish I could help you, but you don't fit in the qualifying relationship.
Wintrow's legislation aimed to close that loophole. While it did not mention firearms, emails obtained by Boise State Public Radio show NRA lobbyist Brian Judy raised concerns about gun rights. He wrote Wintrow's Sexual Assault Protection Act would result in, quote, loss of firearms rights. Those concerns prompted Wintrow to seek input from the Idaho Attorney General's office. In an opinion, the office wrote, quote, the proposed legislation would not impact an individual's right to possess a firearm under federal law. Despite this, the bill has languished without a vote in the House Judiciary Rules and Administration Committee. Representative Wintrow calls it a travesty.
We again have allowed a big special interest group to make an unsubstantiated claim on the table, and then we just back away, and now we've turned our back on sexual assault victims.
Judy, the NRA lobbyist who wrote the email, did not respond to requests for an interview. Neither did the committee's chairman, Representative Greg Cheney, a Caldwell Republican. Despite the roadblock, Wintrow says she'll try to get the bill through next year. Heath Drusen, Boise State, Public Radio News.
And Heath is joining us live in studio now to go into more detail about this issue. So Heath, tell us about the bill exactly. I mean, what loophole was this bill supposed to fix in Idaho law when it comes to sexual assault?
So the point of the bill, as a lot of listeners know, sexual assault is a crime that's very underreported. A lot of victims are not comfortable going to the police. And the way Idaho law is written right now, if you are assaulted and you don't report it to the police and you don't have a relationship with your assailant, then you can't get a protection order, also known as a restraining order. This has been apparently a really, a really big problem where judges actually want to do this. They want to give somebody this protection order to keep their assailant away from them. But their hands are tied. So this would basically expand the situations where a sexual assault survivor who is not comfortable filing a police report can still apply for a protection order. And then within that, there is due process where a judge makes a decision.
So why in the world would the NRA care about this proposal?
Right. And I think that blindsided a few people because the bill does not mention firearms. And I don't think Representative Wintrow, who wrote the bill, expected any conversation about firearms. But the NRA decided that they were concerned that there might be confusion with this law, not to get too deep into the weeds, but basically conflating this law with domestic violence statutes, where there's some federal laws that that say that if you are convicted of domestic violence, that you cannot have firearms.
But didn't the Idaho Attorney General's office clearly say that there is zero threat to firearms rights?
Yes, and I'll actually I'll read from that. There were two separate opinions from the Idaho Attorney General's office, and here's a quote from one of them up high on their opinion. It says, quote, the proposed legislation would not impact an individual's right to possess a firearm under federal law, period. So that seems pretty clear. But in talking to Representative Cheney, and I want to be clear, so that audio, the audio you heard came from it came from a few days ago before Greg Cheney got back to me. So he did get back to me the next day and basically said, I personally support the bill, but because of a lot of concerns, including this NRA lobbying, He felt that it might fail and it would have a better chance next year to come up without having failed first. However, Greg Cheney also said that not everybody on the committee was convinced by the attorney general's opinion.
Okay, so in your reporting on this story, you looked at email correspondence, and you mentioned this, between the NRA lobbyist and Representative Wintrow. Were there things that jumped out at you in these emails?
Yeah, I mean, what was interesting was how insistent the NRA was that that this would impact people's firearms rights, despite Lawrence Wasdin, the Republican Attorney General, pretty clearly saying it didn't. So obviously, there a lot of people weren't convinced. And despite that, I'm looking at a printout of the email right now. And NRA lobbyist Brian Judy, who never did get back to me, I wasn't able to get him on the phone. He did say that we all agree that the existence of this new law would assuredly lead to problems with domestic violence protection orders and the associated loss of firearms rights, which was interesting because the law actually doesn't have anything to do with domestic violence orders. He seemed to be pretty worried that judges would be confused by this. And then what they were asking for was actually a change to the domestic violence statute and essentially a change in the definition of sexual assault in there. And that made some advocates very uncomfortable because they were worried that that might actually erode protections for sexual assault survivors.
So is the NRA involvement in killing this bill unique, or is it a part of a trend that we're seeing with any proposal having to do with guns at the Idaho legislature this year?
Right. So stay tuned for more reporting on that. But I will say the short answer is it's not necessarily isolated. And it's not just the NRA. It's the NRA and other gun rights groups. They have taken a look at domestic violence and sexual assault statutes. And there is some concern around the country from them about the impact on firearms rights of folks who are accused of that.
And do you know, is the NRA doing this in other states? I mean, lobbying with certain, similar bills?
Well, I'm looking into that right now, and it's unclear if there's a concerted effort, but it's certainly come up in other states where they've raised concerns about similar bills. So whether or not that's a strategy or a coincidence, I can't really say.
Well, and it's not the first time the NRA lobbyists have been in Idaho lobbying against certain bills. I mean, we saw that a few years back with open carry laws like on college campuses.
Yeah, it's certainly true. The NRA's been here. It's interesting. They've been in some ways kind of supplanted by the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance, a more kind of grassroots local group. And you hear a lot more from them at the state level. But yeah, I mean, certainly Brian Judy, the lobbyist I talked about, he covers several Western states. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, they do take an interest. And why they took an interest in this and not other bills, that's a little unclear. And I'd love to talk to him about that. But so far, silence on their end. So,
And as you mentioned, Republican Representative Greg Cheney, who ultimately killed the bill, actually does support it, but this is an election year. So do you think that played a role at all in the bill's failure?
Yeah, I mean, he kind of had this, it became necessary to destroy the bill to save it kind of mentality, to borrow a line. And yes, I mean, nobody was saying out loud that I'm going to lose my seat if I vote for this, so unfortunately I can't. But Representative Wintrow certainly said, yeah, an election year, people are going to be more nervous about this. And I think everyone's a little more conservative. I don't mean politically, just as far as supporting things that might get them in trouble in an election year. But Cheney basically said if this bill failed, if it went forward and it failed, it would have less of a chance passing next year. So he said he's supportive of it and actually killed it in order to give it a better chance to pass next year. Not everybody agrees with that, but that is what he said, and he was very clear about being supportive of the bill despite his move.
So the future of the proposal then, did Representative Wintrow give you any indication that she would try to bring something like this back next session?
She said she's going to give it a try. I mean, she's certainly, this has been sort of a big platform of hers to increase protections for sexual assault survivors. And she said that she's going to try again next year and give it her best.
I want to thank you for coming in and talking to us more about this. We've been talking with Boise State Public Radio and Guns in America reporter Heath Drusen. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Up next, the latest on the case of two missing children from Eastern Idaho. This is Idaho Matters.